Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for another hour and about a dozen tracks, maybe 13. This is show number 75, and the theme today is music from the happiest country on earth. Voted, I think, second year in a row. Finland won that honor, and since I was just recently had the honor of being in Finland, I came home and looked through my CD collection, and here we have a whole pile of music from Finland, starting off with a group called Frigg. And I'll tell you more about them in just a moment. Thanks for joining me, however you got here. Band that takes its name from the goddess of German mythology, Frigg. That's a track there called Raj Raj Raj. And they're from Finland, as are all of the musicians from this show today, because we are featuring Finland. It was said somewhere, I don't know where it was, and I recall, Finland is the new Ireland. That was like 10, 20 years ago, when music from Finland and other Nordic countries became popular in North American folk circles and world circles and so on. So I play a lot of Irish music, I must admit, and I do play some music from Nordic countries, but today it's all music of Finland because of my recent trip there, plus their award as happiest country on the earth. So Frigg combines the Nordic tradition along with Americana. Some people have called them Nordgrass because they're sort of bluegrass influences, I suppose. Seven members, a bunch of violins and saturn and guitar, mandolin, double bass and so on. They performed at a lot of festivals around the world, including the Telluride Bluegrass Festival. So there you go. They have about 8 albums out, and they continue to win awards, including, I think, just November 2017. They won the Border Breaking Act at the first Finnish Ethno Gala. Next up, we have a band called Kaartamimit, four young women playing the Finnish national instrument, the kantele. I don't have to tell you that. You probably already know that since you're all, you know, well-seasoned musical listeners of world music. They've been around, the kantele have been around for a couple of millennia, various styles. The sound is quiet compared to modern instruments like violin and accordion. And it's said because that's because back in the day, the world was quieter than it is now, and instruments didn't have to be so loud and brash. So Kaartamimit, they play both the 15 and the 38 stringed kanteles, and they sing. They were founded about 1999, and from their hometown of Espoo. They were nominated Band of the Year a few years after they were founded by the Kantele Association, and they've also won at the International Kantele Competition. They've got 4 albums out, kind of original pieces with some modern approaches. The strong sense of the Finnish, Eastern European, and the Scandinavian traditions The band's name is a play of words, in case you wondered. Cardamuma is a spice, and I apologize, I may be mispronouncing Finnish words totally throughout this whole hour, but there you go. Cardamuma is a spice that people use in Finland in their sweets baking, and mimet is a word for girls that have a bold nature. So that means that cardamimet is actually the Finnish ethno-spice girls. Here they are with the country polska.
Vanhalla kullalla on helian siniset silmät, ne muistuvat mun mieleheni aina. Vanhalla kullalla on helian siniset silmät, ne muistuvat mun mieleheni aina. Joka lauantaakin ja väliin viikollaakin ja aina kun vaan silmäni kiinni painan. Joka lauantaakin ja väliin viikollaakin ja aina kun vaan silmäni kiinni painan. Tuoltapa näkyy minun heilani talo, jokkon punaiseksi maalattuna. Tuoltapa näkyy minun heilani talo, jokkon punaiseksi maalattuna. Kun mä sieltä lähdin, heilat mielestä heitin, enkä sen jälkeen oo taakse katsonutkaan. Kun mä sieltä lähdin, heilat mielestä heitin, enkä sen jälkeen oo taakse
adding in a bit of bluegrass feeling there as well with the Cantales. That was a band quartet called Cardamimet. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 75 when we are playing music from the happiest country on earth, Finland. Next up, you could be listening, by the way, on Bay of Islands Radio, which is CKVB in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, 100.1 FM. And if you're listening on that frequency, Hope all is well with you, and thanks for joining me. Next up, we have a band called JPP, which is a short form for, you know, the hallmark of this show is that I mispronounce words in all kinds of languages every week. But JPP is short form for, I think it's something like Järvelän Pikkupelimannit or whatever, but it's Little Folk Musicians of Järvelä, which is a town in Finland. So they simply call themselves JPP instead of that other thing that I tried to pronounce there. They're formed in 1982 in probably the fiddling capital of Finland, Kaustinen, and they have perfected the wall of fiddle sound, certainly. The initial spark came from sort of a local and a national boon in folk music in the 1980s. And so they were part of that wave. The members have training in musical genres as well, classical and jazz and so on, not just folk. They've toured and performed on every continent, pretty much. I'm not sure about Antarctica. That's a tough one to get gigs. But anyway, they've toured a lot, and they have a collection of about 10 albums, something like that. They still use the Kaustinen in the traditional settings. They have fiddles, harmonium, and double bass is basically the setup. They don't make as many records today as they did in the 1990s when they were quite prolific, but the group still tours both in Europe and in North America quite a bit. So this is JPP, and this is a slang polska. From their CD called A String Tease, that was JPP and Slang Polska after Bajskale, sort of a style there of their fiddling. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, music from Finland for today. This is show number 75. If you want to listen to more of the Roots, Branches and Beyond shows, you can always go to www.rbbmusic, all one word, rbbmusic.ca, and they're all archived there. Next up, we have a band which is not so much from Finland only, and the thing is that in most parts of Europe, there are lots of crossovers between different countries, and borders change, and so on. Politics there is somewhat different than in North America, and I very much admire political systems which can survive and thrive in minority situations and so on and so forth. We don't have a lot of experience with that in Canada here. You know, we have little minor scuffles that are going on. We think it's the end of the world. We live next to a country where, you know, nuance in politics doesn't exist, where everything is just flat out, no possibility for collaboration and so on. So it's so refreshing, I suppose, in some ways, though it's frustrating for people who live in those countries, to be in places where there have been long-term interactions from different political backgrounds. Well, what am I saying? Anyway, I just didn't want to get into any geopolitical trouble by playing this band, which is called the Millers is in English, but it's Milarita, and it's a 7-person 16 instrument, a Karelian Finnish vocal and instrumental folk group, but they were from Petrovazodsk. No, I didn't say that right, probably. But anyway, I'm mispronouncing every word. From Russia, Petrovazodsk. And they came together in 1982. A couple of musicians who used to play Karelian and Russian folk music in the streets of Europe who got together and decided to make it a thing. They combined these ancient traditions with elements of rock and jazz and some world music. One of the founders left in 2008, and the other died in 2010, so the band is no more, but they made 6 albums in the meantime, and they sang in lots of different dialects, since Karelia has a rich mixture of culture, and so I'm going to play something, this is translated as Melancholy Waltz, and it's from one of their CDs, it was called In the Light of the White Night. This is Milarita. Band called Milarita, who this is from one of their CDs. There's actually their first CD, I think. Yeah, it was just self-produced, self-released, and it was their tribute to Finnish folk music, which they say had inspired them to become a traveling band and find their own way of doing music. And that was something that was called Surullinen Valssi or something like that, Melancholy Waltz. And good luck finding copies of their CDs anymore, but they're very some great stuff that they put out. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, possibly listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB, which is 95.9 FM in Norris Point and 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. And glad you could join me from VOBB or however you got here. Next up, we have a band called Hednin Garna, which I'm sure I've played on this show before a number of times, possibly. But Hednin Garna is a band from Finland and Sweden. They're formed in 1987. The name means the heathens, basically. And they began with the roots of old music, and they mixed in some electronics and rock and so on. And their first album was released somewhere around 1989. And pretty much it's broken down into Swedish instrumentalists and Finnish singers. And they play a wide swath of musical instruments. They make some of them their own luthiers. And they have had a bit of a revolving mix of members over the years, lots of international traveling, multiple albums, and they often focus on a concept or an area or something like that. So this is from a band called Hednin Garna, and this is called Fire is the CD that it's from, and it's a polska, and translated it's simply called the Charmers Polska. Hednin Garna, something called Krus Polska or Charmers Polska. Now, by the way, you might be thinking, oh, he's just mispronouncing polka, which, you know, I can easily do. I often do, probably. But polka is not the same as a polska. And in fact, it just dawned on me that I should do a whole show on polskas versus polkas, or not versus, but we'll see if I get to that in the next few weeks. That, again, was Hednin Garna, and that's a band that includes Finnish folks, and we're focusing on music from the happiest country on earth, Finland. Next up, we have a band called Troka, T-R-O-K-A, and they're a wildly eclectic quintet. It includes some members of JPP, which we heard earlier in the rhythm section. Kind of a feisty, sort of humorous group sound, a spirited take on contemporary Finnish folk music, as much of this is, really, in a way. They're part chamber recital, part Helsinki hoedown. It's said, anyways, that there's some creative jamming that takes place. Their first CD came out about 1994, something like that. Lots of original music, forays into Swedish music as well, and Irish, and Balkan, and bluegrass, and so on. And as they say on one of their promotional materials, they say their ambition is to, and I quote, get you grinning from ear to ear, bobbing your head, and whistling Troka tunes in the bathtub. So that's noble pursuits indeed. This is something called Kasailian Twist or Summer Night Twist. Called Troka from Finland. Something called Summer Night Twists from their CD called Smash. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Show number 75, you could be listening on MUN Radio, CHMR, which is in St. John's, Newfoundland, 93.5 FM. And if you are listening that frequency, glad you could join me, or however you got here. Next up for music from Finland, we have a band called Okra Playground. And I feel a little bit like a broken record here, keep saying that these are bands that are taking sort of folk music and they're, you know, playing it with a fresh approach. Well, I'm not sure if any band ever has a publicist who says, we're doing the same old thing the same old way that they did 100 years ago. But nevertheless, they're based in Helsinki, kind of an electro-folk band. Okra Playground is the name again. And they released their long-awaited debut album in 2015. And this is from their second album, which came out just a year or two ago, something like that. And all of the members have long professional careers behind them. They've played in other ensembles and collaborative projects and so on. They're sort of an acoustic bass, but they have lots of electronic enhancements, shall we say. And so their overall approach is trying to appeal to both traditionalists and experimentalists, but sometimes that ends up aggravating both groups. But you decide. This is Okra Playground, something called Springtime.
Oh,
lehvähaltijasi. Lehen lempi emosi, havun lehvähaltijasi. Yadidididido, 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 yadidididido. Lehen lempi emosi, havun lehvä haltijasi. Yadidideido, yadidadeido, yadidideido, yadidadeido, yadidideido, yadidadeido, yadidadeido, yadidideido, yadidadeido, yadidideido, yadidadeido, yadidideido, yadidadeido, 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 yadidadeido.
That's the band called Okra Playground from Finland. And the next up, we're kind of staying in that electronic folk groove there for a moment or two. This is a group called Suistamon Sakho. And it's Suistamon and then Sakho, the A and the O, both have umlauts on them. And they're a bit of an unusual band in a way. You can expect the unexpected, it said, of them. They're sort of scratchy archive tapes that they play sometimes, toy accordions and so on. A folktronica act, I suppose. A taste for folk poetry, for rap, for manic dance moves, which you're going to just have to visualize on the radio here. Just look them up on YouTube if you want. Lots of influences, including Karelian music, which we played some of that earlier. So certainly accordion grooves, funk, electronics, hip-hop, and so on. And they certainly like to try to get their audiences dancing. So you just put the furniture back, and you can do that for this show. Sometimes people have called their music Arctic ethno-techno. I think with the Arctic ethno-techno, I suppose, you could anglicize it as that. But see what you think. This is Suistamon Sakho.
Kotiin, en tule kotiin.
hassu, seisattu kun seinä seisoo, kun kivi meressä seisoo. Miekka mustassa kivessä parempi on veri ihmisen sisässä kuin on maahan vuotama. Parempi on veri ihmisen sisässä kuin on maahan vuotama. Veri tuhan tulo, hullu juokse jokena, ei tämä joki juoksekaan, ei tämä vesi kerikään. Asu kuin aita asu, seisattu kun seinä seisoo, kun kivi meressä seisoo. Miekka mustassa kivessä parempi on veri ihmisen sisässä kuin on maahan vuotama. Parempi on veri ihmisen sisässä kuin on maahan vuotama.
Finnish band Suistamon Sakko, and you can see they sort of keep coming back to that accordion-led theme in some rap poetry in between there. You're listening to music and from Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 75. I'm Ivan Imke with you every week for a trip around the world of various places. Next up we have, I should just mention, speaking of trips around the world, you could be listening on Caper Radio in Cape Breton in Nova Scotia, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, Nova Scotia, and I'm glad you could join me from there. Next up we have a band, a duo actually, Sarah Jane Summers and Huhani Silovla, and they're an acclaimed duo, as all of these people are. They're blending tradition and experimentation. They're basically taking Scottish traditional music, which is what Sarah Jane focuses on from the Highlands, and then augmenting it with her husband, who's a Finnish virtuoso guitarist, Juhani Silvola, and he's extremely talented as well. So they're kind of melding Scandinavian and Scottish music together, which really, you know, they have a lot of connections over the centuries anyway, so it's not a new thing. And I love how sometimes promotional people really grab hold of, like early in the morning when they have lots of caffeine, and they write these promotional blurbs. And this is one of the things that I read about this duo. Like a conversation effortlessly flowing between light and dark, the music possesses an exceptionally wide emotional range, complemented by an open and improvisatory approach where both instruments take the lead as well as merge into one sound. That's, you like, that's sort of describes all kinds of music. But anyway, just listen. It's kind of cool. As long as you rein in the rhetoric. This album was released in autumn 2013, I believe. And they headlined Celtic Connections in 2015. They put out another album in 2016. And they are exceptional musicians, and they're doing some great things. Just don't let the rhetoric get in the way. And despite the fact that they are taking traditions from Scotland and from Finland, they are based in Norway at the moment. But don't let that influence your review in any way. This is Sarah Jane Summers and Juhani Silovla. Thank you. great track there from Sarah-Jane Summers, Juhani Silovla, and something called Spike on a Bike. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and we have another Finnish group coming up because, for all, we're playing music with Roots in Finland today for honor of their award once again for being the happiest country in the world, and also because I was just there for a while. So that's really the personal, selfish reason. So I searched through my record collection when I got home, and hence we have this show. This is a band called Talari, T-A-L-L-A-R-I. It's a widely admired group. The instrumental lineup is fairly diverse. They play, of course, the ubiquitous fiddle and the kantele, but also ancient instruments like the juhiko, which is a three-stringed lyre, and the birch bark trumpets. Maybe you didn't know that birch bark was an instrument. Maybe you sort of drive by them and they're just forests and forests of birches. But the birch trumpet could have a natural trumpet. It's made, originally it was made of spruce covered with birch bark. And they play it in Finland, of course, in Sweden and Norway, England, actually, Denmark, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, Estonia, and so on. But there are cruder and less durable versions that are made just of plain birch bark. And presumably it was used, apparently, I suppose, to intimidate predators, which is a useful thing for a musical instrument to do, to frighten supernatural enemies and to convene council meetings. I'm not sure if that still happens, that they play the birch trumpet. But anyway, Talari are committed to recovering and saving a huge range of traditional Finnish folk songs and music.
Sane, miksi unelmoida tätä parempaa? Nuo sateiset pilvet myös muualla kohtaa. Vierailla mailla siellä myös vaeltaa. Näin äiti.
A band there called Talari, and that was a track that is translated in English as Mother's Rainbow. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you, as always, every week, and you could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, transmitting throughout the island and to Conception Bay South. However you got here, so glad you could be with me. Next up, we have a form of music called Yoiking, or J-O-I-K is how it's spelled. It's a traditional form of song in Sami music, performed in Nordic countries and parts of Russia as well. Each yoik is meant to evoke a person or an animal or a place, and some have compared it to some of the traditional chanting of some indigenous Native American cultures, but it also shares features with the shamanistic cultures of Siberia, anything which mimics the sound of nature and so on. According to the oral traditions, the fairies and the elves of the Arctic lands gave yoiks to the Sami people, and during Christianization, yoiking was condemned as sinful, and possibly because it had some connection with the sound that was made by shamans and some others. But despite this suppression, yoiking was strongly rooted in the culture and the tradition was maintained. A guy called Vime Sari, Vime, W-I-M-M-E, is one of the world's well-known yoiking artists. Traditional musicians. Yoiking is a central part of his music. He's been collaborating with other artists for many years, including Hedin and Garner that we heard earlier. And he kind of uses a techno-ambient accompaniment. He debuted in 1995. He grew up with the yoik, and he was an early convert to yoiking. He made his first yoik at the age of 15, but he was working at the Finnish Broadcasting Company, and there in the 80s he had a job sorting through their archives, and he discovered a tape, several tapes of his uncle yoiking, recorded back in the 1960s, and they came as a revelation to him, and he said that in there he found his background. This is a yoik from early on. It's called Texas, oddly enough. He performed at Austin's South by Southwest Festival, which may explain a few things. This is Vime. Some yoiking there from Vime, and that's something called Texas. You could hear him singing that over and over. It's sort of like country and northern music, if you can call it that, I suppose. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Time for two more tracks. Next up, we have a band called Vartinja, and one of Finland's most successful contemporary folk groups. Their roots are in the Karelia region of Finland, especially in women's vocal traditions. They're fronted by usually three female singers and a bunch of great musicians in the background there, and they compose most of their own music and lyrics based on traditional Karelian styles. They've toured internationally since around 1990, late 80s, something like that, built a solid reputation as a great band. And Vartinja means spindle, And it was originally a project that started in the early 80s in Karelia, but they shot to fame with their first album called Oi Die. And they've been featured on a number of even shows, including the Arthur Show, singing their hit. So once you get on the children's show Arthur, you really made it. There have been a lot of changes over the years, and they've been around for 35 some years. But they're really great, and they're wonderful live as well, I can tell you. I can vouch for that. They're amazing. And this is something captured live. This is one of the songs they've been playing for 3 decades now. Captured live, that is Vartinia, and something called Voti Kalina, something like that, and live in Helsinki. Last track here on Music from Finland, the music of the happiest country in the world. This is Maria Kalaniemi, and she was born in Espoo in Finland. She's a wonderful, wonderful Finnish accordion player. Got her master's of music from the Sibelius Academy. And she's been involved with a whole pile of ensembles as well as her solo work. Naiku, Eldergaz, a trio with Timo Elakotile, a trio of her own, and a band called Accordion Tribe, which includes 5 accordion players from different countries around the world. Now, there's a concert to take your loved ones to. The Tango Orchestra, the Helsinki Melodeon Ladies, Ramunder, and so on. She's a master of the free bass accordion, and she's technically brilliant, but she has a really nice sense of melody and timing. And this is from her album called Ama. And this is the title track. Have a good week. Take care of each other. And I'll see you again. Happy trails.